This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This next story will have them talking on campuses across the country. More women getting degrees from elite colleges and universities doesn't do much to close the gap between what women get paid and what men get paid. What does matter is women majoring in high-paid fields such as engineering or science. Gokhan Savash at Luther College in Iowa is co-author of the study about gender pay disparities and the enduring power of old boy networks. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Given your findings, what would be a helpful way for women to close the gap between what they earn and what men earn?
So for young women in the United States, they are able to close the income gap with men if they pursue lucrative majors such as science, technology, business. But interestingly, those women who don't study in those fields but who enroll in elite institutions such as Harvard, Princeton, Yale, they earn much less than their male counterparts.
So a man goes to, let's say, Stanford and majors in literature. He might still get a fancy job on Wall Street that pays well, but often the woman who studies literature might not.
Absolutely. The elite colleges do not close the gender gap. Actually, male students who go to those elite institutions but majoring in literature or history or social sciences or arts, they are still able to get fancy jobs in the Wall Street. We thought that it would be because of the social connections and the network men have had in this society. But women, it's not the same case.
Gokhan Savash at Luther College in Iowa, thank you very much for this.
It was my great pleasure talking to you.